Episode 3054, Handle with Care.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to a very short week. Yes, coming off of Memorial Weekend and enjoying a time of celebration and a time of remembrance. But now we got to get back in the groove. It's time to handle with care. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, it's interesting how we can get so wrapped up in everybody else's stuff that we forget about our own. We are so good at taking care of others, gentle with their heart and kind to their soul. But how do you treat yourself? Handle with care. Because so often we have a tendency to care for others before ourselves. Rightfully so, I get it. We like to serve. It's important. It's a part of us being a human being. We put others before ourselves, and that often leaves us feeling drained and exhausted. It's important to remember that we need to take care of ourselves too. We need to handle ourselves with care. You know, I think about all of just everything that's happening in the world, and I got to tell you, I'm tired. I'm tired because I've been running a lot. Not literally running, as in with my two legs going faster than I can keep up with, but running as in I haven't slowed down. I've been to a couple conferences. I've had family in town. I've had family out of town. I've been taking care of the grand dog. I've had fun with my grandson. It has just been one thing after another, all wonderful things. But when you're not in your regular routine, not that I'm ever in a regular routine, but because I'm not, everything just kind of helter-skelter. And it's like, oh, come on. I just want to have some form of normal. But my normal is really not normal. My normal is being flexible. My normal is not having a schedule, which right now, because I'm trying to do a lot of different things, we're trying to do some unique things with Create Your Now. It's awesome what's around the corner, but it is taking a lot of time, a lot of dedicated focus. And quite frankly, when you have yourself scattered, it's hard to do that. And so when you're caring for everything else, who's left out? You are. I am, right? And so what do you repeat to yourself often? What do you say to yourself in the morning? What do you say to yourself at night when you make a mistake? Because I know it's not very kind. I know because I don't share kind words with myself. Now, I'll share kind words with anybody else, but with me, oh no. It's worse than being honest. Sometimes it's just actually daggum mean. And that should not be how anybody talks to themselves. And so today I want to remind you, you got to handle with care. You know, you get that package in the mail and it's oh so beautiful. Maybe there's glass in there. There's something very fragile. Do you know your heart is fragile? And if you don't take care of it, who will? Now, I'm not saying that you don't need to, have that strong core. You don't need to have that backbone that's like, okay, I got this. If somebody, says something, I'm not going to break down immediately and there's going to be a flood of tears everywhere. No, I'm not saying that. But I am saying you need to have a balance in your life. You need to honor yourself. You need to handle with care. So what do you repeat to yourself often? Is it kind words or are you talking smack? Are you saying, gosh, if you just would lose 20 pounds, you'd look so much better? Okay, maybe that's a true statement, but to tell yourself that every single day, I know because this is what I say to myself. Lord, why could you not make me an inch taller? Oh, wait, even a half an inch. Yes, I'm bargaining with God. Really? I don't think so. It doesn't go over real well. But you see, what we say to ourselves does matter because words have power. We've got to be careful and gentle and handle with care. So what attitude do you adopt when you look in the mirror? Are you one who is like, oh yeah, girl, you got this. Oh, you know, you may make some mistakes, but you are spot on. Well, you may say that once in a blue moon, but my guess is that you're like, oh, you could do better. You missed that. The one thing you could have done, you missed. What were you thinking? Or maybe it's, look at those eyes. Oh, to be oh so tired. Oh, to not know, you know, gosh, am I coming or going? I just got to get through this day. What attitude do you adopt when you look in the mirror? Are you flustered with yourself all the time? How do you feel when you've gotten enough rest? When you're sitting there and you're going, okay, man, I feel like I got my sleep in, but I'm still angry. Why? What's going on in your world? You see, we're worried about everybody else, but we forget to look internally. We forget to look at that reflection, our own. And so we're taking care of everybody else, and everybody else is fine. I know, I've been there, I'm doing that. And then I think, I wonder why I feel so ragged. Yes, literally, like a rag tossed to the side. Now, even that statement alone can make you have some feelings like, oh, woe's me. Let's have a pity party and celebrate. That's really not the party you want to have. So we've got to be careful with how we handle ourselves. We've got to be careful to the words we use, the actions that we take to our own self. Meaning if you're sitting there buying all of those anti-aging creams, what are you secretly telling yourself? You don't look good? You have too many wrinkles? If only you could go in and have some tuck or snip or pull back or something or other, anything but what you see right now. It's amazing what our thoughts can conjure up. It's amazing that those thoughts become our beliefs. And from those beliefs, they become a conviction. And that conviction can be good or bad. So where do you stand? Because my friend, your heart deserves to be treasured. You matter. So treat yourself as such. You're kind to others, right? So why not be kind to yourself? Seriously, think about it for a moment. Because I know we get all wrapped up in everybody else's stuff. How do I know this? I have 5 children. I have a husband. There's a few dogs and a cat or 2 or 3 involved. We've got people coming or going. It's like, I don't know what schedule I'm on. And so one moment I'm taking care of someone else. The next moment I'm putting out a fire. The next moment I'm taking care of someone else. Oh, wait, what happened to me? Oh, yeah, I'll get to you at about 1 a.m. Seriously. You're kind to others, so why not be kind to yourself? You, my friend, are beautiful. You need to look at yourself every day in the mirror and speak those 3 words. You are beautiful. And yeah, men, you can say it to yourself too. You are beautiful. You are worthy. Don't sell yourself short to yourself. Because if you don't believe in who you are, if you don't believe in who you are becoming, then who will? Something to think about. Handle with care. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.